We are continuing our Shu'ur Marot Etz Chaim. We are now in Perek Zayim of Shal HaOrot Zun. In the old editions, Daf Nun Dalit Amud Aleph. And those with the new edition of Matuk Midvash, it's Chalek Beis, page Tafkuf Ayin, Taka. Okay, this Perek we're going to discuss about, and Besof Parshas Chukas, we're going to see about the Shiras HaBeir. What we call Ber Miriam. So Klal Yisrael sang a shir, very small shir, and there we're going to explain all the psukim. It's basically one pasuk split into three or four parts over there. We're going to explain every single word of that shir, which is very, very interesting. Not something we could have thought of. It's only the Arizal of the Derech Nevuah could have thought of from the Zohar. So all based on the Zohar. And Agav, he's going to throw a lot of droshes at us and a lot of yisoid. This is quite compact, this parak, so we have to really concentrate here. And Hashem will finish off to parak ches tonight. So let's continue. Here we go. V'nevah esod posuk az yashir yisoel et ashir azois. So Klal Yisrael is singing a shir for, and it's continuing the bear. And he says, Ali, the posuk says, Ali be'er inula. We'll see what that means. Shuhu medaber b'tikun Rachel. Believe it or not, it's talking about the tikun of Rachel, the part of Rachel. Metchilas tikuna ad siyum tikuna. Shuhu lehevia parim beparim imza anika Yisrael. So let's just make a little hakdama here. So what happens? We know we've spoke about this many times in either the shulam on the Shah Kavanas or in Otto time, that Nukva always starts off in the back of Zah. Remember, this is the back of Zah, this is Rochel. She always starts off a small portion of Zah, comparatively. So she is there, and then she's going to grow up to full size, and then she's going to go Panim v'Panim. But when she goes Panim v'Panim, believe it or not, she reduces again to the size of an Akuda Katana. And she has to be built on the tzad of panim, and then finally she'll be able to make a zivug with zav. So that's a pshat. Now, even though we see the Arizal says she's memayat herself, it's not really memayat because it's two tzadim. The way the Mefarshim explains is a tzad achoraim of hers and the tzad panim of hers. So even though she is now full fledged, go ach ba'ach, she's grown the whole length of zav, therefore she is the complete. When she goes panim upon him, she's reduced, but only her panim. It's really not reduced. Her panim was never built up anyways. So it's lav davka, the lashon here is mimayit. It is lav davka mimayit, but rather we're going to start now building her up, the panit side of her. But her achoraim is already built. So that is the whole inin of the inin of Shir Saber. That is going to be Klal Yisrael is going to be chavin to build up Rochel because they want the shefa, they want the mayim from the bear that can only come by via zivug, za, which is Yisrael and Rochel. Venoda says the Arizal, ki kasher chozeres a imo pani v'ponim. Mima'etis, and this is the lotion that's going on about, more is like ki'ilus mima'etis, besod nekuda achas ketana tachas yisod v'za, v'achikar nigdelis me'at me'at, ad shi oilo imo lios ponim b'ponim ad v'mala, v'zu, and that's shot in the posuk, ali bear, go up bear, mean grow, you rochel, grow up, inu lo she'ata b'hiyois ponim b'ponim, yikas be'er k'nizka le'el. Because now she's completely ponim upon him. Then she's a full-fledged, she's graduated, and we give her the name called Be'er, which is a shvach. V'hi oile aliyah ach aliyah me'mata le'mala asher ozeres ponim upon him. That's the kavon of Klal Yisrael by singing the shir. Now that's one pshat. It says the Arizal, od yesh lefarish pirush sheni beposuk zeh. I have another pshat in this. Again, these are all based on the Zohar. V'izbaya behemshech ha-psukim. So he's going to go now by Arichas Godel to explain, and only at the end he's going to tell the second pshat. So we're going to leave that for the moment, and we're going to continue with the next posuk, the next chelik of the posuk of Shira, the Shiras HaBeir. The next words as follows. Ber chafua sorim, that the bear was dug by the sorim. Now, Yuvan, he explains, Yuvan b'mashin noda, ki hine anuk v'dezah nikar Rachel. We know, as we said, the anuk v'dezah is Rachel, and that is the reference over here. That's the bear that we're speaking about, we're building around. B'hi yose ach v'ach imo, hine arosh shela aya mechatzia tachton v'tiferes dezah. Again, when you look at Zah like this, his tiferes, I mean, the end of his goof is over here, that's where she starts. So, I mean, it's her head, basically, is where his tiferes is. Seems like his siyum tiferes, at the end of siyum, the za, he pi ama shelo. So obviously, at the end of your goof, it starts your ama. That's the beginning of the ama. Nasi mimenu pi nukva asher hu b'siyum arosh shela. That means that her mouth, the pi of her nukva. That means that the mouth is connected his. His zachus with his pier amma. That's important to remember. The kasher achikah chazir lios imo ponim beponim. Then finally, when they go ponim beponim, alta kol shir koimas zam. She again grows the complete size of zam when she goes ponim beponim. Nimsa ki mash behiyosa ach ba'ach haya rosho nishave ater. ובחינס תפארס שבו ואויס בחינס שהייתה בתחילה במוקם הפה שלו חוזה עתה להיות בחינס פי היסוד והרחם שלו והיא נמצא יסוד שלה ויסוד שלו מרחבן. So what was originally her pay connected his yesod when she goes finally ponim v'ponim, she's completely grown, that same pay of nukva is going to be where her yesod is. And that yesod, again, is going to be connected to the yesod of Zah. Is that clear? So her original peh, that same mokum, will now become her yesod when she goes ponim b'ponim. V'zeh sod eyoz b'chinas tashmish nikra v'loshem achila v'dibo v'kol mokum. Now he's going to answer a big cash over here. Because Chazal, the Poshe Pshan Chazal, that they use loshem tashmish, Beloshon Nikia, they use it Beloshon Achila Vidibo. Now, why Davka did they choose Tashvish to use in the Loshon, to use Achila Vidibo, Beloshon Naki, for Tashvish? Why don't they use some other, you know, another Loshon? Why Davka did they hop on Achila Vidibo? That's the cash over here. So he explains, according to what he just said over here, it makes a lot of sense. Because what was originally the pay of Nukva became the Yesod of Nukva. Here. And that yesod the nukva is connected the yesod the zah. And he explains, Kemosha Omu, it's actually a Mishnah Ksuv, it's on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Perek Aleph, and the Mishnah says as follows, Ro'u midaberes im echad. We see her speaking to somebody else. An Eshet Ish is talking, or Penuya is talking to somebody else. That's what Rashi learns. Omu la mativo, what? My high, why are you talking to this strange man? And the Gemara's Mevav Omu v'Gemara, my midaberes, what was she speaking? What's Pshat midaberes? She was talking. So the Gemara says, there's two deals here. The Ritz is only bringing one, but the Ika is the second deal. The first deal is Nistera. She was, the midaberes means Veloshon Nistera. She was hiding. She secluded herself with her. But the other man, Rav Asi, actually says, is Loshon Be'ila. Loshon Be'ila, Loshon Tashmish, that she was mad midaberes, that means the Loshon midaberes is associated with Tashmish. V'chein sham, also there's another raya from Daf Samech Hei, Amud Beis, that same Perek, and the Perek later on, which is called Perek Afal Pi Ksuvos. V'ocheres imo b'lel Shabbos. The Gemara says that she was eating, and they were eating together, Lel Shabbos. He was eating with her. Mai ocheres imo. The Gemara says Tashmish. It's clear the Loshon Achila and the Loshon Dibo is the Loshon Tashmish. V'chem b'Torah, also in Shir Shem Yevarai, Ichlu Re'im in Shir Shem, V'hu Zivug Elyon de'abo v'ima, K'nizka v'sefer Zohar Parshas v'yikra. So you see, Ichlu Re'im is a Loshon, Ichlu is Loshon Zivug. V'chin Kosa B'dere, also in Mishle in Lamed Chav, it says, Derech Isha min ha'efes Achla u'machta piha. See that? You have Achla and Pia together, and she's min ha'efes, that means she's doing Tashmis, together with the Achila. So there's a Kamarayas to associate the Loshon of tashmish with achil and dibo, because of this yisod, that her peh was connected her yisod, b'panim b'panim. Let us continue. Now, he's going to continue with actually this pasuk in Mishle. The pasuk in Mishle starts by saying, derech isha mena efes achla macha piha. And then the pasuk continued, pirusha pasuk, ve'amra, and she tainted, lo pa'alti ovon. And she said, no, you got me wrong, I didn't do anything wrong. Lo pa'alti ovon. Now, he's going to explain what that means. Yuvan b'masha muvo atzleinu, al masha muvo be'idr rabba. This is based on the Zohar again, the Idr Rabba. Yesiv al kosya de shavavin v'achpia. Ein sham. Ki hu sod ma she omu rabbeinu zichronam livracha ba nachash al chava. Piu she'inen ki yesh bechinas shemois elokim de kedusha. O meshal shelim lemata neged klipas a klipois. Hanikra elokim achrim v'sod melech elohim al goyim. Ki nizka besavadim shpatim. Now he's going to explain. It's a bit cryptic then. I'll explain to you soon. Let's continue reading and then I'll summarize. This is the type of parak, really, you have to really learn the whole parak and then we're going to summarize. It's a bit jumpy because he's throwing in all these, interjecting all these different psukim and pushim, sort of lose the wave or the flow of the what he's trying to get to by meaning the Sheol Seber, which is the binyan of Nuk. So let's continue. Vakasha Oban Gorem. הקליפס נחלולים זה בזה אלו באלו ואף שאויס הבחינת ושמויס אלוקים לקדושה נכנסים בקדושה ציון בא וסוד הגבורות אשר שם ביסוד שלה ואין התקלו לו את זה השמויס אלוקים נזכר ביחד נקרא בחינת ביאת נחש על חבר. Now listen to this, that we're discussing two inyanim, first of all. The most, the one we're going to explain over here is the inyan of Bias, the Nachash al Chava. Now, we know that, this is a famous Chazal, that there was the Nachash made, Shamish with Chava. So there is a Chaz v'Sholem to think such a thing. Actually, we're going to read the next piece, which is, he says it's Mefurosh. Ki mash v'tchila be'ez rotzun, I am a Zavig ima. בבחינת יסוד ונשיא ואליו נקרא פלא כנודע. הנה עתה בשעס אובן, it means, היא מקבלת מהנשיא ואחרי החיצון של אלוקים. נקרא גם כן פלא הנרמז בראשי טובה, לא פעלתי אובן. Which is the ראשי טובה, זה פלא. כי היא אומרת שלא קיבלו שפע מפעולות הפלא החיצון ההוא, אשר בו נכלו לקליפס הנקראות אובן. רק מנציבי אלה מקודש כולו פנימי, אבל אין קליפה נכנסים שם חז ושולם. והר נזבאר זיבו ניקה ולושן דיבו ואחלה, והטעם הוא לסיבה נזכר לאל שהפה שלה הראשון ביויסו אך באך נעשה לה עתה בחינס פונים בפונים פה הטקטון בישראל חמר. So let me explain to you, let me go back a little bit. So he's explaining the Indian about Nachash and the Chava. I'm going to explain to you the way it goes is as follows. There are a shefa which is called Elohim. Now Elohim, if you take the five letters of Elohim and you times it by themselves, you find there's 120 Elohim. 120 Kuf Chav Tzirufe Elohim. Now these are what we call Elohim de Kedusha. It's a shefa, it's Elohim, even though it's Dine, but it's still Dine de Kedusha. Now comparatively, that we have also Elohim Acherim, Elohim Acherim. Those are reference to the klipas. They also have their shefa. Now, the way it works, as we've said many times, that the klipas is yoinik from the kedusha. It's either or. Either kedusha chaps the kedusha, or that means the klal yisrael are going to chap the kedusha, or it's going to be the klipas. Now, what's happening over here? Bishas kedusha gavaltik. What's going to happen is that when the patsufam and zavik, all these kuf chaf, Elohim de Kedusha are going to be nichnas into the Yesod de Nukva. Mash Enke. If Klal Yisrael are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, the Beshas Oven, Shalom Beshas Rotzon, and therefore, the Elohim de Tuma, or the Klippas, are Mizgaba, they're below. Just imagine you have 120 levels of Elohim, Shefa of the Elohim de Kedusha, and underneath there starts the world of Klippa, world of Tuma. If Klalis are not doing what they're supposed to do, all that Gevaltige Shefa, that Kedusha, is going to be zapped up and intermingled with what we call Elohim Acherim. That means Elohim the klipa. Now, that's one tzora, that's one problem. And the other problem is when they come to Mizavik, the Patsufa, how to Mizavik? Without that, there's no continuation over here. The Shefa won't come down to Klal Yisrael. So when Zar are Mizavik, when Zar is Mizavik with the Nukva, the purity of that Zivuk is not going to be there. The purity, and therefore that's going to Memai to Shefa. But, says the Arizal, something very important. It doesn't mean that the Elohim, the Tumah, the Klipa, are going to be Nichnas into Nukva. He says, Chaz v'Shalom to say that. And that's why he's taking this Chazal, particularly when Chazal, everybody thinks that Nachash, Ba Nachash al Chava, means that there was a Bia, that's a mistake. Toz Meikora, there was no such thing. Not to be taken literally, Chaz v'Shalom, there was no Bia whatsoever, but rather it was an intermingling of these Elohim, the Kiddush, and Elohim, the Klipas. But Bashas Bia, when Zah was Mizavig, that had sort of an interference of what we call the Nachash, or these Klipas, or these Elohim, the Acherim. They intermingled and they had some interference with the Zivug, but there was no actually Zivug with the Nachash and the Chava. Okay, Akolponim, what do we come out with? We come out that the Loshon, we find in Chazal, the Loshon of Achila and Dibo is associated with Tashmish, because the Peh, again, I'm going to repeat myself a third, fourth time, that the Peh of Nukva originally, which was behind the Tiferes, or the Tchilas, or the Peh, was Keneged, the Peh of the Yisod Zah, when she finally goes Ponim Beponim, her Yisod is going to be Mamash Napon, so that her Yisod and her Peh will be identical positions, one for the other. Okay, so let's continue with that. Now we're going to discuss a little bit about the binyan of the sod, the nukva. Now this is most of the essential points of the building of nukva. That's what this whole parak is about now. Vinoda. Ki beis rechem sheba hu omuk. Her beis rechem is omuk. Dugmas a bear. Shenase ledei echfir. Now that's the keshah between her yesod and the bear. Because we know her yesod is introverted. The Eidu boilet ki yesod is zocha. Zocha's yesod is boilet, and the nukva is always introverted. Now the pshat like that is the pshat is in shah is in Etz Chaim, in shah chavtes explains why that is, because the zah always takes the chasodim for himself. That's the particular shefa that he takes. And because of this influx of shefa, the ribur all blow out of Zah, creating this blita, which is called the yesod Zah. Mashenken nukva doesn't receive this influx of chasadim, but rather she receives what's called gvuos. He takes the chasadim, she takes the gvuos, and gvuos are the opposite reaction. They create a chafira. They are the introverts. They create a tzimtzu, the koach tzimtzu, koach din, and that's why she has a inverted yesod than the patsuf of Zohar. And then it continues. Ve'inyan chafira be'azeh nirmaz be'Avram v'Yitzhak. Okay, another part. We have to find exactly what kesh Avram and Yitzhak have to do with this. Shechofru aberot ahem v'day b'zeh. Okay, we'll see later on actually explains this. It's not when he finishes off here, but he explains later on that Avram and Yitzhak have to do with the Yadayim de'ima. We'll see it. Okay, we go along. Now, the Kemoshe Kotzer v'Sefer Zohar Parshas Vayelech Daf Resh Pei Vav Ein Sham Amud Aleph V'Zeh L'Shoines. This is what the Zohar explains to us in Parshas Vayelech. Alei Be'er. So the Zohar in Parshas Vayelech is being mazbit to us. It's giving pshat in the pasuk in Shir's Be'er. So the pasuk is Ali Be'er, go up Be'er. So the Zohar says Sak means go up Le'atrich to your place. Litchabra bebalich, to mechaber yourself to the Baal. It means you, Nukva, go up and mechaber yourself to the Baal, which is Zah. And the Apostle continues, Be'er chafu asarim, and the bear was dug by the sarim, by the princes. Says the Zohar, Pshat, Do'olidu la Abba ve'ima ilo. That Abba ve'ima gave birth, or actually grew the parts of Rachel. And the Apostle continues, Karu nedivi am. That they dug, another lotion of digging, the Nedive, which are the also princes of Ha'am. Who's that a reference to? Says the Zohar, Ilin Avaham. Those are the Omas of Kedoshim. Those are Avom Yitzchak. They dug the bear. Okay, that's Taich. That's the Zohar Taiches up. Let's see how this works. How he explains. Pirosha Inihu. Ki hine in chafira bear, the digging, the whole inner of digging of the bear, hazehu, the office of always mamish misasik in digging bears. That's the whole digging the well. What does that mean? So what was the kavana besot? So it says the in the chafira bear hazehu la soisla beis rechem. Imagine that. So I know Chazal says connected to the base of Mikdash, and so the Mayonis, which is connected to the base of Rishon, base of Mikdash Sheni, but says the Arizal, it's really more specifically have to do with the base rechem of the Nukva. That's what they were building. They were building and digging the base rechem of Rachel. When they are there, they are the first chafua, and the pasuk is referring to Abba v'Ima. And then when we refer to Karua, that's going to refer to the digging of Avom Yitzhak. Besod vayiven Hashem Elokim et Sela vayivea el Adon. That's what the pasuk in Bereishis is referring to when Hashem Elokim. By the way, Das is Zoz Abav Ima. Believe it or not. Okay, so even though we said the Eibishter Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but we're referring back more specifically to Hashem Elokim, which is Abav Ima. Shigadlu ve'alu shavu b'shavu kol b'kol komas za ponim b'ponim. Asher al yedei ken naseh perishon shelo b'chinas yisod shelo k'nizka. V'zdish ama be'chafu asorim ilin abba ve'ima. So even abba ve'ima were responsible to building up nukva. That's shan the positive. Vive Hashem Elokim etzera ve'yive el adam. V'omam. That means Abba v'Ima. Lo asu rak b'chinas chafiras amoka mahu levad. What did they do? We have to follow the talich over here. What's happening is Abba v'Ima, which is the pasuk just above Zavenukva, they created the essentials that were there. They dug. That means they bore her and they created her and put her ponim b'ponim, creating the haschola of her b'chinas harechem, which is the most important part of the nukva. That's the next part of the pasuk. What's karu nidvei am? He b'chines nitsinasam ba hamayim nukvim toch habeer hahu ashe inin ze karu yikara karu. V'hu b'chines nitsinas mayim nukvim elu ba b'yesod sheba al yedei chesed gvod ima shem shtei hayadayim. I'll explain in a minute. Shela shebahem chamesh etzbol. So she took her five fingers on both hands. That's 10 fingers. That's 2 hands. Shem sod chamisha gvoz, which each hand represents gvoz, mansapach, a kfulos. Ashe elu yoldo lemate venase bechines maim nukvim biyesod nukva deza. So let me explain the way it goes. So Ima, just imagine this. Ima is going down with her 2 hands. As we know, the hands represents gvoz. Now she'll have 5 fingers to the right, 5 fingers to the left. Now the way it's represented in the Torah is called the letters of the Torah, which goes Mansbach, Mem, Nun, Sadi, Pei, Chaf, and those are either in the middle of the text or the final letters, the final letters. So the middle of the text is called the Chasadim de Das, and at the end of the letters, the final letters in the Aleph base are called Gvuos de Gvuos. All right, either the Chasadim de Gvuos or Gvuos de Gvuos. Okay, so therefore, all 10 of those mansabach are going to go into Nukva and create the keli of her yisod. They're going to form it like clay. They're going to form that keli. Now, even though the Loshon here is a little bit misleading, and I'm basing myself on the Maskir Shalom, he says, even though it seems to be the mashma that these 5 fingers, 10 fingers, these 10 mansabach which are coming, are actually the mayim nukvim which go inside the keli. That seems to be mashmi. He says it 2 or 3 times here. But the mafashim said klal beis lechem yehuda and maskir shalom. So we're talking about actually the bechina which will enable the mayim nukvim to go in the keli. That's the pshat over here. So they say bechinas nitzinasam nitzinosam ba. Mayim nukvim doesn't actually mean that we're actually the ima is placing the mayim nukvim inside, but rather it's lavdavka. It rather means it will allow and enable the mayim nukvim to eventually go in. That's pshat over here. That's stage number one. So that's stage number two. So far, the stage number one, the Abba Vim are going to come along and move her and create her as a whole in front of Zah. Stage number two is we're going to focus the Yadayim, the Ima are going to go in particularly and create a Mokum, which called the Yesoid of Ima, of Nukva, which is crucial. Crucial, because without a Yesoid, she won't be able to Mekabel from Zah at all. This is Sod Posuk. Now we're going more into depth into this Mantapach, the five fingers, this Koach to create Kelim. From a Posuk in Bereishis, when he speaks to, when Yosef Atzadik spoke to the Mitzrim, as you do, he used the Loshon also of Yadayim, or Yodos. V'haya, says the Posuk, betvuos, when he was talking about the Tvuah, selling and nurturing all the Tvuah at the times of the fast, times of the famine there. V'nasasam chamishis leparo ba'arba yodos yilachem. So, 1/5 of the harvest you give to Paro. 4/5 you can keep for yourself and you can eat. Now, why did he use the lotion of yodos? Four hands. He just said four portions, chalakim. Why did he use the lotion yodos? Ve'ini yodos elu nizbay etzlinu b'sha yichudim, which is yichud dalit, if anybody wants to look it up. V'sham timse yichud echad shekol oisam ha'shemois nasi yad yad ayin sham v'gam b'dush tlat reishin, which is found in the Ider Abba, nizbay inyan ze. Okay, we're not going to go sidetracking ourselves into that, but that basically has to do with the same inyan of the mantzapach, the five fingers, which represents the yad. The Yad, which is 14. Okay, let's continue. For Omnam, so the Inim Bikisur Huzim. Kine Bechinas Shteir Zrod the Arich, Nasi Bechinas Mochim the Abba. Now I'll tell you why he's speaking about Arich. Now we actually when we talk about Ima versus Nukva, Ima fixing up the Kli Yesoid the Nukva. All of a sudden talks about Arich. Pshat is whatever we're going to see the relationship between Arich and Ima. Ari will be fixing up the Yesod the Ima. The same scenario will happen with Ima fixing up the Yesod of Nukva. So it's a binyan now. So let's pay attention here. V'olnam, so the Ina b'kitzur hu ze. Kihine, b'chinas shtei zro de Arich, nas b'chinas mochim de Abba v'Ima. The two hands, the two arms actually, of Arich will make the mochim of Abba v'Ima. That means the right hand will make the Chochma of Abba v'Ima. The left hand of Arich would create the Bina of both Abba v'Ima. V'gal b'chinas shtei itchin genizin, which is the Chug, which is in Das. In Das, the hidden, the two itchin, which is Chasadin Das and Gruza Das. The Yehivele Bata Abba v'Ima is also going to give it to Abba v'Ima, which is eventually will give it to Zah. V'sod Das Shelo Kinoda. Aval, sod chamesh etzbos sheyesh b'kol yad mehem ein sham mikoymo. That is not the mokum. Right over there, we're dealing with the inyan of creating the morchim of Abba v'Ima. So the right hand again, we're creating the chokhmas and the chokhmas of both Abba v'Ima. Left hand, we're creating the binos of both chokhma v'bina, both of Abba v'Ima. And then finally, the das is going to be introduced to Abba v'Ima, and then finally into Zah. But the inner of the etzbos is not mentioned. V'ina shtei yodos the aril anpin tchavayu shekilin kechada v'nichem yad achaz belvad al der kol shav chinosav shenem aleihem be'idra Abba leis small b'hai atika kule yamina. So, by Atik, you have to understand, Atik is considered to be one. There's no right and left side to Atik, officially. Of course there is, but officially there's not. We look at it as all one. It's considered to be smaller by Hayatika. It's like the mean. So we all look at him as Kula Rachamim, it's Kula Yamin. It only has one hand. And that's where the lotion of Ayin Hashem, just the Eini Hashem, I should have two, because it's all considered to be one bechina. Abba v'Ima, lekol echad mehem yesh bo shtei yadayim. Abba v'Ima, you have two hands. So therefore, let's make a cheshbon. You have one hand by Atik, two hands by Abba, and two hands by Ima. Then you have five hands altogether. That's what we want to get to, the five hands. V'nimtza atak ki yesh ki be'arich ampin There's five altogether. Again, Atik has one because his two hands are considered to be one. Abba has two, that's three altogether. Then Ima, her two hands, that's five altogether. Vehine, Ayad Chamishit, again, he's explained the posuk by Yosef. Remember, he said five parts, one fifth paro, and four fifths you can keep to yourself. And the question was, why is he using Loshen Yodois? So so the Yosef at Tzadik was a Goyse Makubal, believe it or not, and he was Maramis to this Indian over here. Vihine, Hayal Chamishit he, Oysa Shel Arich, Kalulu B'Shtei Yodayim. When he was referring to one fifth power, listen to this, you would never dream of such a pshat. When he was referring to the one fifth going to paro, one hand var is actually two hands. Ela nika yad keniska. Aleha ne'ama v'nasim chamisha leparo. I give them to paro. Now listen to this. Shehi ima nika paro. Psh. Incredible pshat. He says paro actually means ima iloin. That's one of our holiest patsufin, is referred to paro. Pelepshat. So listen to this. The pshat is when Yosef HaTzadik was said, give him one fifth of paro. Didn't he paro the melech Mitzrayim, but rather give it to Ima. Ima hanika paro. It says the Zohar, the taman idgailin, with parshan kol nikudim, keniska besefer Zohar. That means paro the loshen priya, or gilui. That means you should give it to the one who is going to megale. Give it the koach. That means from arich, this yad achas, give it via im, give it via arich to ima, which is finally going to megale this all later on. That's pshat. That's why he was mechaber. Not the fact that they should give it to power specifically, but rather should give it over mechaber to give it to power, which means ima. Means ima. Just the godless of Yosef HaTzadik. Okay. That's why Yosef HaTzadik was using the Loshen Yodois to mechaber to the yad of Arich, which eventually going to give it over to the yad, the yadayim of to Yisod of ima. Now let's continue. Ve'inihu ki yad arich yad lematu berechem yisodim. The yad of arich is going to fix the yisodim. Ve'hine hayamim hayamin klula b'smol. His right hand includes the left, because in right hand you have a left side to the right hand and a right side to the right hand. And the smaller b'yamin, also the same thing. In your left hand you have a right side of your right hand, right side of your left hand, and then you have a left side to the left hand. In the same way, the left hand has five fingers, negative five gvuos. Ken chamesh etzbos v'yad yamin hem bechinas chamesh gvuos. V'emsod chamesh otzios amponas. So you have five fingers, negative mansapar on the left hand side. Five fingers, negative five letters of mansapar on the right hand. Shem gvuos, and they're double, like you said. So Arech's five fingers again, or ten fingers actually, are going to go and form the Yesod De'ima. This is the point. The point is, it fixes the Keli. It should be the base keyboard. This means to be Roy, in order to enable the Maim Nukvin, not the Yadai, make the Alias Man, but rather they create a situation where it will label this later on. Now, on them, what about the other four? We talked about one fifth going to power. What about the other four parts? On them, Abba Yadoyz Acherim Shel Abba V'Ima Yilachem. That's Pshat Yilachem. He told the Mitzrim, you can keep four fifths for yourself, so of the harvest. And one fifth goes to power. So one fifth, we understood, is going to Ima. The four fifths you can keep for yourselves. That means Abba V'Ima. Abba V'Ima. What a good one for Pshat. Now, lefi that havana, we can understand how the yesod of nukva is built. V'hini adel zeh mashbiran shel posuk zeh lemal be'ima. Yifamush gam ken lemal te benukva. This is how we also understand, because of this, possibly the exact same thing is happening to build up the nukva, the yesod of nukva. Kine chamesh yados hem. This five I will explain. V'hem yad achas de'ima klula b'shtei yadois ke'achas. So Ima has two hands. But since she's the highest of all the Paltzuvim that we're particularly, so we're starting with Iman going down, which is she's the highest of this particular system. So her two hands are going to be considered one, is like same way the Ari was considered to be one. So that's one hand. Va'od yesh dalit alba yadot acherot she'em shtei yadot zam shtei yadot nukva. So you have two on zam, two nukva plus the one in iman. That's five. We're back to the five hands. Va'aleim ne'emah alba yadois yelachem. Those four yads will belong to them. It's two. Zah will keep his two hands, and Nukva will keep his two hands. Only Ima will donate her two hands in order to create the Yesod, the Nukva. Vine, ha'ole mizeh. What comes out from this? Who ki eiro yadayim kulam hem bechinas gvos. The yadayim again on the end of the chasadim gvos, which are the most din dika chelik of the hands. Kasher adin mizgaber. So therefore, when the din is mizgaber, as roed dam b'hem. That means then you have to understand that the five months apach have a special koach to them, a special shefa, and that shefa is there to poel yeshuas. It's a poel shefa bekedusha, which we can absorb and we can use. But unfortunately, chas v'shalom, if Klal Yisrael are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then that shefa is spoiled as nefach lidam, nefach yedam. Because I'll explain to you that the Beis Lechem Yehuda explains, this is based obviously on the Arizal, that when the din is mizgaber, when din is mizgaber is mehafich her shefa from maim nukvim into dam, because you have five mansapach on each side. And those are five connected, the five damim tohorim on the right hand side, and the five damim tamim on the left hand side. So if the shefa is kept on the Kalis on the high level, the shefa is kept on its highest level. But if not, it's lower down, Chas v'Shalom, it becomes spoiled, it becomes dumb. But it's so possible, Yedechem Damim Molu. Yedechem. It's a connection again with Yedaim and Damim. Now here's Shnei Damim Em Kimuvuat Zlim B'Posuk Shofer Dam Adam Ba'odam. It's possible in Bereishis. As the pasuk says that a person who spills dam, ha'adam be'adam. What's this repetition? Ha'adam be'adam. So it explains that the pshat is to know that kizah yesh havayad alafim can gematria. We know that zah is representation. When we represent zah in the siddur or in Hashem, we always represent them as ma, as ma. And that's a havaya which is spelled yud vav dalid. K Aleph Vav Aleph Vav K Aleph. If you add up all those letters together, it spells 45. That's Havaya the Ma. That's always a representation of Za. Now, in the Vav, you'll find an Aleph over there. V'oiz Aleph, the Miloi Vav Aleph Vav, which is the Vav, the Havaya Niska, he Bechina Eke, the Bina Beribua Aleph, Aleph K, Aleph K Yud, Aleph K Yud K. Shugematra Dam. Venimsa kivistalika alev zu the miloi havav alevav va'oli lemal bibina al sham ma nishad dam. I'll explain to you in a minute. For alev zu gami dam kinizka harishnei pamim dam. Let's explain to you. So if I take again that havaya the za, which is the havaya the ma, right? So if I what's the gematria? That's 45, right? Now if I remove the aleph of the vav aleph vav, right? Your vav, how is vav spelled? The miloi vav aleph vav. If I remove that aleph, I'm left with not 45. I've taken away one. That's 44. 44 is the gematria of dam. Now what does that aleph represents? Anyways, it represents the ima coming in. Ima is represented by an aleph because her name is Eke. Eke biribua. Eke b'ribua is also the gematria of 45. Is also the gematria of 44, excuse me. So either she'll give in this extra aleph to make him 45, that'll be dam. That's the dam which is nurtured, which creates children. Without dam, you have no children. And therefore, if Klal Yisrael are not doing what it's supposed to be doing, the aleph is removed from the aleph, from the vav, which is only vav, it's supposed to vav, aleph, vav. And then you're left with the matzah, which is za, is now 44, which is dam. So her eke, aleph k, yud, aleph k, yud, k, but that's her name, ima, which is 44, that's dam. Ha'odom, Be'odom. That's from the pasuk that there's a mingling of damim between that Odom and this Odom, and therefore that's from the pasuk. V'harishnei pamim dam dam. V'zeh sod pasuk shomreinin. Another pasuk. Again, these are just rayas from psukim. We're losing the flow here, but this is just a little bit of rayas that the Arizal is bringing here. And then we'll get back to the ikur. Now, v'hine v'zeh sod pasuk shomreinin midei pach yakshuli. David the Melech said that that the Eibshter should save him from the midei pach, the hands of pach. We'll explain what that means. Yakshuli, which is a mirshul for me. That everything that David the Melech did, they were tying on him. You're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, and that's why he was voided. They chased him out, Shaul HaMelech and his men. So he says, Rotoloma, what's pshat? What was David the Melech actually saying to us? He was saying, Rotoloma, ki b'shtei yadayim, that's midei, that's pshat, midei in pasuk, and he's called, yokshu pach li shem shtei pamim dam. And this kishenasu begematria pach. Pach is again 2 times 44. 44 is dam. The two dam, which represents again to the right hand, the left hand, 5 mantzabach on the right hand side, 5 mantzabach on the left hand side, that they were becoming dam. That means the David the Melech was davening that the gvuos of Ima, believe it or not, should stay bebechinas shefa, and they should not shomreini. They should not become dam. They should not become dumb. That they should stay in the ultimate state of Shefa. Now Zola Inarish. Now let's go back into explaining what was the whole tafkir of all this. The whole tafkir is to explain one posuk in the Parshas Chukas, which is called the Shios of Be'er. Now let's see, with all the information that we have now, see if we can understand. Let's put this all together. Now Zola Inarish, says Arizal, Kihine Inyan Kriyas HaBe'er, as we explain Shehi Rochel. The creation and the digging of the well, that the Ovos HaKadoshim were very misasik, and all the shiur was about the about the creation and the digging of the well, referring to building a bracha. Who bechinas nekudas tzion beis rechem, particularly her beis rechem, that's what they were focusing on. Shesham hem chamesh gvos mansapach, because inside of there, in the creation of the keli, it was holding it together on these mantzapach. Shem sod adin anika choshech. Hanirmaz be Rashi Tevos ber chafur sarim karua. That's part of the postul. That if you look at the first letters, beis chaf shin resh was bechoshech. That inside the bear, inside who you saw it, is choshech. That was a remez. Shua bechoshech. Those are the two yadayim going down and creating this mokum in Rachel, which is her keli yesod. And that is the asik of Avram Yitzhak particularly. That's what they were so busy with, creating and digging up wells. They were working and creating this mokum, which is going to be the rechem for Rochel. Vine, achre shenitkan kolzin. Now we're finally getting to the next part of the pasuk, which we haven't explained yet. What's going to happen? What's the next stage of evolution in this process over here? So vine, achre shenitkan kolzin. That means you saw the Rochel is firmly established. Hit can be sot sheba keniska. Vine, inen chafur v'kriya keniska. Nichnasim now. Bar Shalosh Rishonis Shem Amokim Shala Nasim Bebechinas Nai Deza Kenoda. Now the Nai Deza will be able to come in. Ve'elu Nirmezu Be'omro Bimchokek. That's what the Pasuk says. Bimchokek. There was going to be a Chakir. That was part of the Shira. Says the Zohar. That's Pshat. Pshat is Da Yesod. Bimchokek is Yesod. Okay, how, what, I'm not sure, but the Zohar says that's explanation. Chakika actually means to funnel. That's what Rashi and the Metzuda and others explain, sorry, the Orchaim explain that it's a chakika, you're drawing the water and you're leading it through a chakika, but the Zohar says it's called the Yesod. And then the next word in the Pasuk says, Bim, Bimish Anoisam. Da Netzavo, it says Zohar, that's reference to Netzavo. That means the Naidaza, we know the Naidaza creates the entire Nukva, we know that. But as the Naidaza is coming in, it's bringing all the Moichim which is going to build her up. That's the Moichim, that's the Shefa, that's what we're after. Vaz Rui Hil is Davik Imam Panim with Panim. Once she's fully built, that means she goes again from the Inyan of Chafura Be'er, she goes in front, she's completely Abba Vima built her up. Stage number one. Stage number two, Ima is going to go and Karua Nidve'am. That's going to fix up her Yesod. Once her Yesod is fixed up, then Bimchokek, Bim Anoisom, says Klal Yisrael when they're singing the Shir Siyam. That means then the Naidasa is going to come in and fill that up. Then she's going to be fully ready to go upon him. Upon him. This is the second pshat. Remember a long time ago we spoke about one pshat that means she's going upwards. Now this is talking about a different pshat. Kaloma, that means the first pshat was talking about the tikkun of her. Now this pshat is referring back to the aliyah, right? He says, "Kaloma sakla adrich litchavra bebalich." That's the Zohar. And it says, "Go up and attach yourself from your place to your baal, which is apirush." Shadibu hazeh nema. The pasuk speaking about ele malchut anika rochel anika bear is referring to the malchut herself. The omrim la, right? As Klai says, saying the shiur, they were saying to her, they're davening. Et nikrat be'er, Ali, go up. Ratzaloma, he'eli my nukvim lemala bizivug imbala. Because now that you have your source of moichim, that the Zaz coming in and giving you the moichim, now bring that my nukvim up to Zah from your soid and misorer Zah to mizavig with you. Ki hare kva nitkan yesod shebach, kemoshi kozov be'er chafur sarim, imke Ali. Be'er anu einula hoil vihi be'er chafur sarim. Okay, so that's the pshat over here. That the first pshat. Let's go through the two pshat. The first pshat was grow up, Rochel. Rochel, your nekuda ketani ali be'er, go and grow yourself up. The second pshat is it's not referring to her. She's built up already in the second pshat. And the second shot is referring to the mind nukvim, which is inside of her, to bring that up and give it over to Zah in order to me'orer. And again, she received it from Zah, but now she bring it back to Zah and me'orer him to make a zivuk. Okay? So, believe it or not, that was all Klal Yisrael davening in that one little pasuk, all this guns of memra, in order to build this up, in order that once this it's oils of mind nukvim goes up to Zah, Zav Mizavik, then Klal Yisrael finally will be able to get Gashmi water which is Gashmi, to them. It's all Siguli. Now, interesting, now the last few lines here in this parak is actually the Beis Lechem Yehuda. This is actually the beginning of the next parak. So I'm not sure whether it was a mistake, an overlook, or an introduction. The Arizal that usually doesn't do this, an introduction to the next parak. But accompanying this has nothing, the next few lines has nothing to do with what we just talked about. It's actually an introduction of the next parak, which is referring to the Yesod de Abba. So let's just read it while it's here. Hine Bechinas Yesod de Abba Atzmo. We're referring now to the Yesod de Abba. Kevanitz Ba'etzleinu Bechinosam Echem Beshloshe Gilguli Moshe. Moshe had three Gilgulim, as you do in Mefusam. And that's referred to, that's the remez to his name, Rosh Tevus, Moshe, Shet, Hevel. That's Mem, Shin, and Hevel. So these three, Gedolim, Moshe, Shet, and Hevel, were all a reference to a Gilgul called Moshe Rabbeinu. Kemoshe bi'amnu bedrush, to Uma Yisera Moshe, Zohar, Ayin Sham, v'gam b'chinas Moshe v'Aron, hem Yisod Abba. Again, this whole next subject, the whole next parak will be about Yisod the Abba. Kemoshin is Kemoshin is by Bedush Moshe Aaron v'Ched Nado Aviu b'Likudim Ayim Shan. So next time we meet, we're going to be doing parak Ches and discussing more in depth Yisod the Abba. Okay, good. We'll stop it here for now. Shkar.